This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you guys are doing well on this wonderful Sunday evening. If you tuned in on this Sunday as it's downloading, that is awesome. If for those who tuned in on any other day of the week, I'm prayerful and that your week is going by great. I'm praying that your Monday was awesome. I'm praying that your Tuesday will be fantastic. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday. I'm just so grateful to God for every last one of you. I want to thank those who have tuned into our inaugural, which is also available on our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org in the video section, where we now have 5 minutes of inspiration. That's right, everybody. 5 minutes of inspiration every Monday. It drops. We're going to be inspiring you with either prayer, scripture, word of advice, whatever the Lord has placed on my heart. And yes, we do it in 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. So let me tell you something. If you ever needed something to inspire you within 5 minutes, this is the place to go and the place to be. So that's where you can find us. If you have TikTok, you'll find me at Brian Pusey. You'll find it, maybe. If you have me on Instagram at Rev Brian Pusey, you'll find it, maybe. You have to follow me, and I have to follow you. You might find me on Facebook at Brian C. Pusey. And if you have me on Facebook, you'll see it drop there, because guess what? We don't just leave it on the webpage, even though it's exclusive to the webpage. But guess what? For those who have all the other social media devices, guess what we do? We give you that 5 minutes of inspiration, however you see fit and however you can receive it. Guess what? I guarantee you 5 minutes is all, sometimes it's all you need just to get through something. Amen. I was grateful to God that somebody approached me last week and told me that the 5 minutes of inspiration saved them because they were going through something. Another person came to me asking me for prayer. And guess what? I prayed over them, and I am so grateful for God for them. But right now, I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you each and every day. I may not see all your faces. I may not know how you look. I may not even know what you're going through. I may not even know what color your skin is, but guess what? I am so grateful for you, and I'm praying over you, because you know what? The Lord has brought you here for a reason, and guess what? I am going to do whatever the Lord has for me to do to help see you through whatever you're going through, amen? That's what we're here for. We're here to do ministry work. I want to thank everyone now for listening last week. Last week was a powerful service. If you didn't catch it, guess what? After you're done listening to this message, you can scroll on down whichever app page you're listening to me on, from Spotify to Apple to Amazon to Audible. And guess what? You can listen to that message from last week. And let me tell you something. The Lord moved me last week, and the Lord is about to move me this week, but you're going to be moved just as well. Amen. Amen. I want to just let you guys know that this month of April is going to be a great month. It's going to be a fascinating month. I am looking forward to whatever the Lord has set for me, just like he has for you. Amen. So, without further ado, guys, we are going to get ready to get into the Word. We're going to be coming from the letter of Ephesians, chapter 4. Once again, that's Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to be starting from the 21st verse. And yes, we're going to be reading all the way down to the 32nd verse. I'm going to be reading to you today from the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So stop telling lies, and let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good, hard work, and then give generously to others in need. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing you that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, Under Reconstruction. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message in advance, and we want to thank you for the messenger that's right here, O Heavenly Father. Use me, O Heavenly Father. Empty out my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Heavenly Father. Right now, we want to pray for every church door that was open in your name, that is open in your name, O Heavenly Father, on this day that we are preaching, O Heavenly Father, that we are listening to this message. No matter if it's a Monday, O Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to God that you even have a church to see a Monday, O Heavenly Father. We're praying right now for every church door, every preacher, every pastor, O Heavenly Father, that has stepped into a pulpit or stepped behind a microphone and a headset to do what we do right here on this, on a podcast like mine, O Heavenly Father. Let that podcast shine. But right now, shine an even brighter light right now on Safe Haven, O Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Under Reconstruction. How many of you all going through a week this week and you always wondering, when is things going to change? How is things going to change? You ask yourself that question. You look at the news. You see things going on in the news, in the political world. You see one side going up against the other side. You see somebody took out somebody else's life. You see somebody got arrested. You see all this news, and a lot of it is negative, amen? Yeah, and that is sad when you think about it. Everything that you look at on TV is negative. You see a negative this, negative that, negative, 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 negative. And unfortunately, unlike what they taught you in school, these negatives don't turn into a positive ever. Amen. The only positive that you can get out of that is the fact that we are still here with another opportunity to do a positive in this world. Amen. You know, I woke up this morning and I was like, I don't want to go to church. Amen. Guess what? The Lord said, you're going. And you know what? The Lord took me to a church that I visited probably only one time in my life, and it was during what was considered a sad day in my life. Amen. But guess what? That moment of being there uplifted my spirits. Seeing some family members uplifted my spirits. Seeing the pastor again, who I met briefly, lifted my spirits. Matter of fact, preached a solid word, a word about when things happen. And I was just so happy that I just happened to come to his church, because quite frankly, I drove by the church. I drove by it about two times this morning. Amen. You're probably saying, what does that got to do with anything, Rev? Well, let me tell you what it has something to do with. That meant the first time I drove by, I said, nah, I don't think so. Second time, I was like, something going on here. And then I went trying to look at another church. And then the next thing I know, I drove down the street from an area on the street that I had never gone down before. Next thing I know, bam, there the church was again. Third time, I said, okay, Lord, I get it. First time, you were trying to plant a seed, name of the Father. And the second time, in the name of the Son. But this time, the Holy Ghost moved me to come in. And you know what? The Lord used me in that moment. And then I was just so blown away by how the Lord used me today. Had me go out, do some good deeds, do some things that I don't normally do. Actually, I do, but I was like, normally don't do without some prep. And the great thing about it is, it reminded me of the fact that I'm under reconstruction. That's right. You wondered where this was going. This is what it's about. As we get into today's message, when you got to think about it, I encourage you to read this entire chapter, chapter 4, in its entirety, because the text is a lot. It unpacks a lot, because one of the things I love that it says in verse 5 and verse 6, and what it says in verse 5 and verse 6 is amazing to me, because it said there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. Ooh, I want to say those two verses again, because it's got to sink in. I don't know if anybody's taking notes. I don't know if anybody's going to hit the rewind button. Just in case you don't want to hit the rewind button, don't worry. I'm going to say it again. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but somebody needs to hear that right now. I know somebody right now, personally, that needs to hear that right now. They need to know that there is one Lord that's out there. Not all this other stuff that a lot of people want to make up saying, oh, this, that, blah, 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 blah. No, there is one Lord. There is one God. There is one faith, one baptism. Yes, it's okay. You might chill with Buddha for a little while, but guess what? There's only one God. You might want to hang out with the gods, but guess what? There's still only one God that you need to come home to. Amen? That's what it's talking about in those first couple of verses. But you're probably saying, what does that got to do with today's message, Rev? Well, guess what? I want to start off right now before we dive even deeper. I want to give you a little background, because really our today's story starts at verse 17 up to verse 20. Let me read it to you. With the Lord's authority, I say this. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Do you know any? I want to stop right there. Do you know anybody who's hopelessly confused? If you're saying, I'm hopelessly confused, Rev, well, now's the time for me to let you know something. You're not confused, because you're right here, right now, listening to this podcast, this message, this messenger. You're not confused anymore. I want to let you know that you can curse that. You can take those words out of your mouth, out of your brain, and out of your soul. Because guess what? You're no longer confused. Because guess what? The Lord brought you here to get some wisdom, get some knowledge. And guess what? The Lord has sent you to the right person today. Maybe tomorrow you might hear somebody else say something different. But today, you're going to hear what the Lord is saying through me. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 18, let us continue. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives, because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against them. Guess what? I want to stop right there again. How many of y'all know somebody like that? Don't say me, Pastor. Now, if it is you, I'm praying over you right now. I'm praying that the Lord removes that hardened spirit, softens your heart, opens your minds a little bit. Because if you have a closed mind and a hardened heart, I feel sorry for anybody that's come across you. Now, if you know anybody like that, I pray to God they're not in the church. Amen. I know there's some churches out there where there are a few hardened hearts and a few closed minds. But guess what? We got to pray over them too. Amen. They may think that their ways are the only ways, but guess what? That is only partially true. Didn't we just say back a few minutes ago in verse 5 and verse 6, there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism? That means if they think their ways is a little bit better than the one Lord, if they think the way they practice their faith is a little bit better than the one faith, if they think their baptism, just because they got a little sprinkle in the water, is different than getting baptized in a lake or a pool, and they think that their sprinkle is better than the pool and the water, guess what? They're wrong, because there's only one version of the baptism. Sprinkle only represents it. The pool probably gives you the illustration. The lake gives you the true, vivid lifestyle picture of what it was like when Jesus got baptized in the lake, in the river. Amen? But, oh, I'm preaching about something else. I'm sorry. You want to know about where we're going today. All right. Verse 19. They have no sense of shame. What does that mean, Rev? Let me tell you, they have no sense of shame, because they live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. I know some spirits out here that be trying to tempt me every day to do something that I'm not supposed to do. Amen. Maybe I need to stop talking to them. If I'm not trying to give to bring them to Christ, maybe I need to stop talking. You know, because they want to make me do everything under the sun, under the light, under the darkness, under the sea. It doesn't matter. They're trying to get me to do all that stuff because they think that I'm driven by that because I am who I am. Amen. I am driven by something bigger. I'm driven by something better. Yes, I'm not saying what they're talking about in their lustful pleasure kind of way or their impurity kind of way doesn't have some moment of joy in there. But guess what? I'm not trying to impurify. That's right. That's a different word. I just came up with it. I'm not trying to impurify what it was meant for God's own thing. Amen. This is for God. I'm not doing everything that I'm doing for myself. Okay, amen. I did not wake up this morning because, oh, I decided to wake up. No, God woke me up this morning. God didn't have to wake me up. He could have either kept me in my dream or took me to the next place. Amen. But I'm so grateful to God that he didn't. He could have taken my life at any moment. I could have lost my life driving to the church or driving to my parents' house or driving to the store. Or even being in the store, anything could happen. But the Lord spared me, just like he spared you. He spared you for this very moment. He spared you to understand that we're all going through something, amen? We're all going through something. Nobody here is perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. But guess what? The Lord has called us to look at the one that is perfect. Worship the one that is perfect. To be able to aspire to be like him. Yes, there are going to be some slip-ups. There are going to be some setbacks. But guess what? I'm ready for the comeback. Amen. I pray that you're ready for the comeback because guess what? Here we are in today's message. And guess what? I'm going to let you know right now. This leads us to the first point. Well, my. You probably were saying I've been preaching all this time and all of a sudden now we're getting into the first point. Well, here's the first point. Stop letting your sin strand you down. Yes, yeah, strand you down. I'll say it again. Stop letting your sin strand you down. Verse 22 says this. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. I don't know what you're lusting. You could be lusting a person. You could be lusting a drink or lusting a sniff, a whiff. I don't know what you lust for, but guess what? It is time to let go of that sinful nature. Yes, as an old saying goes, what used to get me high don't get me high no more. You want to know why it doesn't get you high anymore? Because it's lost its potency. It's lost its aha moment because now you need a new aha moment. And guess what? One aha moment can never be topped. And that is having the Holy Ghost within you and having a relationship with Jesus. Amen? Nothing can top that. Nothing. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let them say that, yeah, that's good, but how about this? This is even better. No, it's not better because guess what? That's a man thing that corrupted a God thing to make it feel like a good thing. Woo! You might have to rewind that because I can't say that again. Amen, because that was powerful. But guess what? When you realize that, when you change yourself, don't let the sin get you down. Yes, we are not perfect. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But guess what? Don't let your sin stop you from being who God has called you to be. Yes, I've sinned. I sinned last night. Matter of fact, I sinned like 5 minutes ago before I even hit the record button. Amen. But guess what? I'm not letting that stop me from doing what the Lord has called me to do. I'm not going to let that stop me from believing. Because guess what? I'm going to fall into the deception field. I don't want to be deceived by my own sin because guess what? I know deep down I'm not perfect. I woke up not perfect. I may not look perfect to me, but guess who sees me with a perfect eyes? The one that created me, the Lord himself, God. Amen. And that's the same for you. That's a testimony for somebody right now. I know somebody out there saying, preach, Reverend Brian, I'm doing the best I can. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful that the Lord is using me. But guess what? As we're getting ready to go to the second point, be ready for this one because this one is deep. Be about the renewed direction. I'll say that again for note takers. be about the renewed direction. Verse 23 says it best. It says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitude. Or as it says in the New Revised Version, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Ooh, spirit of the mind. I remember somebody once telling me, it's saying it's all in the mind. You know, it's like if you say in your mind that you can do this, you can do it. If you say in your mind you can't do it, you probably can't do it because you don't believe it. But I'm going to, Reverend Brian translates it like this. If you believe in your mind that you can do it, you can do it. It's already done. Amen. Because guess what? There's nothing you can't do in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. If you want to start a podcast, you've already started one. Matter of fact, if you got a recorder, you just record your voice, say a few things, and then put it out there. Amen. Do what I did when I first started Safe Haven Podcast. Do what I did. I just hit the record button. I had no fans. I had no audience. I didn't even know what I was doing. Amen. I didn't have no ads promoting Safe Haven Podcast. I didn't say what the topic was going to be, none of that stuff. I wasn't on all the platforms like I am now. But guess what? I hit the record button because I believed that I could do something. And the next thing I know, here I am, 6 years later, about six or so years later. Boom, I am doing the thing like the Lord has called me to do. We're approaching our anniversary, I believe, in a couple of weeks. And guess what? I'm so grateful for God for that. Amen. Because guess what? The Lord has called me to do a great thing. He turned this thing into a behemoth that I can't understand. But you know what? I'm grateful to God for it. Because you know what? Not only have I used it as a vehicle for myself, but I use it for a vehicle for other ministers, other preachers, other people who are called, other men and women of God who are called to do this thing, to give them the exposure that they have not been getting, or give them more exposure than what they already been given. Amen. A lot of people think that this is a local thing. No, this is a global thing. Amen. I'm doing this all over the world. Some people have heard my voice, seen my face on the picture, and they ain't never seen me, and I ain't never seen them. But guess what? They're seeing me. They're watching me. They're listening to me constantly. They're passing the word on to everybody that they know. They say, you may not understand English, but you understand the spirit of the Holy Ghost, and you can see it in this young man. Amen. There are some languages I don't even know. Amen. I know how to speak Spanish a little bit, and I could only go so far in French. And I don't know enough German to even get by. But guess what? There are people out there that probably understand me a little bit. And a little bit is better than no bit. Amen? And what I'm trying to tell you right now is you got to speak up. You got to speak out. You've got to do what the Lord has called you to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you a little quick story before we get into the next point. There's a job I always wanted to do. I had a dream job. Yes, that's right. Me have a dream job. A lot of people think the dream job was acting. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell my podcast ministry, I'm going to tell my podcast followers this. My dream job was to work in the WWE. Amen. Yes, the World Wrestling Entertainment. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a wrestler. Mom said no. And I don't blame mom for saying no, because I looked at what they do. I've read all the books on it. I've studied everything that I could about it behind the scenes, and I understand why. And I thank my mom for that. But guess what? That didn't mean I didn't want to be there still. Guess what I was thinking? I said, well, when I was at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, I learned how to work in the media. I learned how to work on video. I learned how to work a little bit of audio when I was at Progressive Baptist Church. And then I taught myself how to do it at Living Water Missionary Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana. Taught myself how to do it. It took me to the levels where I went to Pioneer Missionary Baptist Church and was able to run a ministry for a while, for a couple of years. Did that. And then I went elsewhere. And then here I am today doing what I'm doing on this podcast. What am I trying to tell you? My dream job was to always work behind the scenes at this company. You know what? I said after years and years of saying, I can't. Then I looked at my life resume. Because my resume was, in my mind, wasn't matching up. But guess what? I looked at my life resume. Creative writing. Producing content. Doing video, social media content. Yada, yada, yada. And I said, wait a minute. I got this. I can do this. I'm a producer. I can produce. And you know what the next thing I did? I applied. Now, I don't know where it's going to lead me, but you know what? I just want to testify in advance right now that guess what? God has used me to do that, to use my drink. He filled me up so I could fill somebody up one day. And guess what? It's on God now. If you give God what he's already given you back, guess what? It's going to work out. Amen. You may have been going through something. You thinking that it should have happened in 1997. But guess what? It's 2024. It wasn't meant to happen in 1997. It was meant to happen now. Amen. Because what if you had known then what you know now, you wouldn't even get to where you are now. Amen. I know that didn't make any sense. But it makes sense when you really, if you're going through it. Amen. If I had known back in 1999, if I was going to be doing all this, matter of fact, first of all, I would think you were crazy because quite frankly, podcasting didn't exist in 1999, amen? You know, back in 1999, I was thinking, ooh, I'm going to be a rapper. Well, guess what? I'm still rap, but I just don't do it like I used to, amen? This is new kind of rap. This is called preach it. Preach it and teach it, amen? Woo! Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can still. We're going to come right down to the third point. After you realize you got to stop letting your sin strand you down. After you realize you got to be about the renewed direction. Here's the best part. Don't look back unless you're ready to testify. Woo! I'll say that again. Don't look back unless you're ready to testify. As you can tell from verse 24 on. Verse 24 says, put on your new nature. Created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. And the rest of it tells you what not to do. It tells you to stop being a thief. Quit stealing. It tells you to stop being angry. Don't let the sun, as it says in the New Revised Standard Version for verse 26, be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Or as another version would say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't be wrathful. Don't be vengeful. If somebody's angry with you, okay. It's okay to express it, but don't go to sleep with it and wake up with it. Because quite frankly, you're going to do what it says right here, where we get down to verse 31, where it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander. I know slander is an easy thing to do when it's not when the person's name is not yours. Amen. When the situation ain't your situation. When that person's going through something, you're laughing at them. And so you decide to slander them and make it worse. Well, guess what? Be careful what you put into the atmosphere because it could come back to you tenfold. Amen. Don't let that happen to you. And guess what? Here's one I have a hard time, and I have a lot of friends who have a hard time doing this. This part where it says, don't give up. Don't use foul or abusive language. Kind of hard not to do it when you used to being around people who curse all the time. Well, I can't say that the same for me, but I built up a resistance where I could say a lot. But guess what? The Lord is calling me to try and stop. And I'm trying my best. Like I said, I slip every now and again. Sometimes I say a bad word. Sometimes I say a bleep word. Matter of fact, I was saying a bleep word, like I said before. I said before I hit the record button. But guess what? That's not going to stop me from trying even harder, even more so. And I keep trying, I keep trying, I keep trying, I keep trying. Okay, take my name out of this and take my situation. Put your name in your situation. And you keep trying and you keep trying. But guess what? Don't give up. Because guess what? In the end, it's going to work out. It's going to work out for the greater good. I don't know about you right now, but I'm so happy that the Lord woke me up this morning. Amen. How about you? Don't be saying, I wish I wasn't here. Because guess what? Wishing you weren't here is not going to change the fact that you are here. So make a difference while you are here. And know that your wishing that you weren't here is a sin. It's based on a sin that you got yourself stuck in. Don't let it strand you. Don't let it leave you hanging on the curb in the on the middle of the highway in the desert. Amen. Get out of that spirit. Get out of that thinking. Renew yourself. Wake up renewed. Wake up refreshed. Wake up with a smile. Even if you don't know how to pray, you just say this. Thank you, God, for waking me up. Amen. That's all you got to say because you know what? You were blessed to see a day that many of us were not blessed to see. Amen. Remember that. Always, if you got to look back and to see how far you come. And if you come from a very far way and from a long way, it's time to testify. Amen. I'm going to testify to you right now. I woke up this morning after a night of interesting things. Yes, for a person like me, I'm a pro wrestling fan, so WrestleMania. It's been WrestleMania weekend. I watched WrestleMania last night, and I'm going to watch it tonight while this podcast is airing. But guess what? The thing is, in the middle of that, before I went to bed, I said, I'm going to work on this podcast. But the Lord told me to hold off on that because I ended up talking to somebody. Somebody called me and they wanted prayer. And then it turned into a different conversation. It turned into a prayer of wanting a relationship with the Lord. And you know, and I'm not going to say their name. I'm not going to reveal the situation completely. I'm just going to let you know that part. They said they wanted some prayer. They said they wanted a relationship. They never understood what I'm going through. They didn't even know how to pray. I taught them how to pray. Amen. I could have just gone off and said how the Lord taught us how to pray in the Bible, where he says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen." Could have told him that. But no, I got specific with him. I told him, whenever you open up your Bible from now on, ask the Lord in a prayer to give you the understanding of the words that you're about to read and to bless you in advance. I gave them the exact prayer. I wanted them to pray. I need them to pray. I want them to know that there's someone on this journey with them, and it's going to be right by their side. If you don't understand the paraclete just yet, the Holy Ghost being right beside you, I'm going to be the advocate for the Holy Ghost so I can help get you started, get you revved up. That's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. We're supposed to be revving each other up. We're supposed to be getting ourselves ready for this thing, this journey, because we're not in this alone. We are in this thing together. If you're going to a church that has never heard your voice, ain't never seen your face, well, now is the time to put your face in the place and let them hear the voice they never heard before, because guess what? Whatever you got to say, your testimony could help them, and their testimony could help you. Amen? We need to help each other out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable, O Lord. Acceptable, O Lord. Oh, yes, my most blessed Redeemer. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray that this message is going to uplift us all this week, O Heavenly Father. And we pray for those who have not yet heard this message yet, O Heavenly Father. We pray that we as one body, O Heavenly Father, we share this message with everyone possible, O Heavenly Father. From friends to frenemies to enemies to people that don't even know who we are, O Heavenly Father. They may not even know our numbers, O Heavenly Father, but they're going to see this message, O Heavenly Father, because they need to hear what thus said the Lord, O Heavenly Father. They need to know what you want from them, Heavenly Father. We know that we need you now more than ever. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you all for listening to this message today. This was a very powerful message, and I pray that it touches you and blesses you in a mighty, mighty powerful way. So, as we get ready to part for this week, I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for our next 5 minutes of inspiration coming out tomorrow. It'll be on our webpage. For those who don't have access to the YouTubes and Instagrams and TikToks, don't worry. It's going to be on the webpage. You can go to www.safehavenpodcast.org and you can go to the video section, or it'll be displayed on the main screen. Each and every Monday, we're going to have a new 5 minutes of inspiration. It's going to be displayed on the main screen. If it's not on the main screen, it's going to be in our video section. Amen. For those, once again, if you're interested in having Safe Haven, me, come to your church and bless your ministry, now is a great time. You can go out to the webpage, and you can go to our ministry contact section, and you can go there, fill out the information, and we can get talking right away, get on the calendar, you name it, and that'll be it. If you're looking for prayer, same section. If you want public prayer, you can say public or private. I've gotten a few private prayers this week, and I want to let those who have asked me for private prayer, I'm going to let you know that I'm praying over you. I'm praying over you right now. I'm going to just say this prayer, this special prayer real quickly. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to just pray right now for the people or the people who have reached out to Safe Haven for prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you just continue to bless them, continue to uplift them, continue to encourage them, continue to let them know that you are with them every step of the way, and to let them know that they have a praying body, one that's on one accord, oh Heavenly Father, praying over them as well, Heavenly Father. We may not be able to divulge the information, oh Heavenly Father, to the masses, but guess what, Lord, you know their hearts. You know them in a private matter as well as a public matter, oh Heavenly Father. But right now, as a public community, we just want to let them know that we are praying over them, and we pray that you, Lord, bless them immensely this week and more and after that, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, guys, you can donate to our Cash App at $BrianPewsley, or you can go on our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org and click the donate section. It will take you straight to the Cash App page. Guys, you just set up a Cash App. Don't worry, we're going to have more ways for you to give to this ministry. But right now, bear with us. That's the first step. You can go to our Cash App page and donate anywhere from $1 to $1,000 or whatever the Lord places on your heart. In order to keep this ministry growing, flowing, and growing, we need you. And also for those who desire to have a relationship with God, I pray that you find a good church. But if you're in the Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland area, and you've no way to reach out to me, let me know. I can hook you up with any church around. The Lord has blessed me to know a lot of pastors, amen? And iron can just be your weight station right now. I can be the place where you go for a pit stop, amen? You can listen to me anytime. I'm not in competition with any pastor out there. I am working with them, amen? I am doing this because we're in this thing together. We are a team. I'm just reaching a different avenue that they haven't yet reached, amen? And that is all good. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. I'm so grateful to God for all of you tuning in this week. I pray that you continue to tune in. I pray that you continue to bless others with this podcast, because this podcast is not just for us. It's not the Fight Club, you know, what goes on in the Fight Club, stay in the Fight Club. No. My thing is like this. We're in this together. Spread the word. Share this. Share this podcast with others. I'm so grateful to God for you, and I'll be grateful to God for those that you help bring in. Amen? Because the more the merrier. There's a lot of seats here, because wherever you're sitting is a good seat. Wherever they're sitting is a good seat. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for this podcast program. Oh Heavenly Father, we pray right now as you dismiss us from this place. Never dismiss us from your presence. Keep us going. Keep us growing. Keep us flowing. We pray this prayer in your mighty Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Bless you guys. And I'll see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.